We're just going to share some thoughts here
and see
how the Holy Spirit leads. See how the Holy Spirit leads us.
Uvidíme, ako nás Duch Svätý povedie.
You know, we've been talking about divine healing, God's healing.
Hovoríme o Božom uzdravení.
And I really feel like the Holy Spirit directed us. We got off here talking about the authority that we have in Christ.
Vedím, že Duch Svätý nás viedol do tej roviny, že sme hovorili o autorite, ako máme autoritu v Kristovi.
Okay. You are not a victim, you are a victor. You are victorious.
Nie ste obeť, ste víťazom.
Okay. And you know, there's many of these things that you are going to need to speak the truth to yourself.
Vo veľa situáciách budete musieť hovoriť pravdu sami sebe.
Okay. Listen real closely here, okay?
Naozaj počúvajte.
Okay, because okay, many times we hear the lies of the enemy.
Veľakrát načúvame tým lžiam nepriateľa.
And if we don't recognize that it's a lie,
a keď my neporozumieme, aha, toto je lož od nepriateľa,
then we begin to think it and speak it.
Začneme o tom premýšľať a začneme to aj hovoriť.
And see, the enemy is able to use our words to accomplish those things in our life.
A nepriateľ použije tie naše slova a tie slova, ktoré hovoríme, on uskutoční v našom živote.
And so that's where when you take the scriptures.
Čiže keď si beriete slovo Božie.
Matter of fact, I have a whole list of scriptures that I confess over myself and my family regularly.
Mm-hmm. Ja mám zoznam určitých veršov z Biblie, ktoré pravidelne prehlasujem nad sebou a nad svojou rodinou.
Because I know that I need to be speaking the word of God over myself and these different things.
Ja viem, že potrebujem toto slovo Božie hovoriť nad sebou, svojou rodinou a nad určitými vecami.
And you know, sometimes I'm here's what's interesting to me.
A pre mňa je toto zaujímavé.
Sometimes the Holy Spirit, it's almost like he opens my eyes suddenly to see something I've been saying.
Zrazu ako keby mi Duch Svätý otvoril oči a ja zrazu vidím niečo, čo som predtým nevidel.
And suddenly I realize I was saying that all along and I'm seeing the fruit of it in my life.
A tedy si uvedomím, a však ja som toto, ako dlho som to hovoril a teraz vidím ovocie toho vo svojom živote.
You know, and here I was saying, Lord, how come this is happening?
A zároveň som hovoril, Pane, ako sa mi to mohlo stať?
And it's almost like the Holy Spirit was opening my eyes to say, this is why it's happening.
A keď som sa pýtal, Pane, prečo sa mi tieto veci dejú, vtedy mi ako keby Duch otvoril oči a ukázal mi, preto sa ti to deje.
With my words, I was sowing seed.
Svojimi slovami som sial semienka.
See, words of, I'm so confused, I don't know what to do.
Ja som zmetený, čo mám robiť.
I just struggle, I'm frustrated with this.
Ja tu bojujem, už som taký znechutený z tohoto.
I don't understand, I try to do this and everything goes bad.
No, ja tomu nerozumiem, však toto sa snažím toľko už robiť a takto zle to vyzerá.
Can you see how we sometimes in our frustration or these situations we can be speaking these words over our life?
Čiže keď sme v takýchto situáciách, často takto hovoríme veci vo svojom živote.
And it gives the enemy an open door to come in and say, oh, sure, no problem.
A otvoríme dvere nepriateľovi, on príde a povie, v poriadku, tak toto urobím, není problém.
But then, what happens when we begin to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me?
A čo sa deje, keď povieme, ja môžem robiť všetky veci v Kristovi, ktorý ma posilňuje?
Anytime you face a situation and you're struggling, you're like, I don't know if I can do this, or I don't want to do it, you just say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Bojujete s nejakou situáciou, no ja neviem, či to urobím, či to budem môcť robiť, tak môžete povedať, ja Ježišovi Kristovi môžem robiť všetky veci, lebo on ma posilňuje.
Okay? You know, and you, every day you get up and, you know, maybe you wake up in the morning and you just, you know, you feel depressed, you want to crawl back into bed, you don't want to go to work or, you know, go outside.
Ráno stanete a ste taký znechutení, najradšej by ste znova vliezli do postele a no, nechceli ani vstať a ísť robiť.
And you wake up and say, Lord, I thank you today.
Ale môžete vstať a povedať, Pane, ja ti ďakujem za dnešný deň. Tento deň si ty stvoril.
I will rejoice and be
glad. A ja sa budem radovať a budem šťastný.
I enjoy this day.
Ja si budem užívať tento deň.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Radosť Pánova je moja sila.
God is the strength of my life.
Boh je silou môjho života.
I walk by faith, not by sight.
Budem chodiť vierou a nie tým, čo vidím.
I do not walk by what I feel or what I see or what the circumstances say.
Nebudem chodiť podľa toho, čo cítim alebo čo mi okolnosti hovoria.
No, your feelings may not change.
Áno, možno vaše pocity sa nezmenia.
But see, remember what I said a little bit earlier, I was talking about it's time to grow up.
Už som hovoril o tom, že je čas, aby sme vyrástli.
And here is something that we discovered.
A to je niečo, na čo sme prišli.
When I begin to speak these words over my life, words of faith,
keď tieto slova viery začnem hovoriť nad svojim životom,
words of blessing,
slova požehnania,
words of favor,
slova toho, že Boh proste to vyrieši,
and then I begin to act on those things.
A začnem aj podľa toho konať.
Okay? Whether I feel like it or not.
Či to cítim alebo nie.
As you begin to go.
Keď začnete takto ísť,
things will change.
Veci sa zmenia.
Your feelings will change.
Aj vaše pocity sa zmenia.
Sometimes it happens quicker than other times.
Niekedy to pôjde rýchlejšie, niekedy pomalšie.
Okay? Don't confess defeat.
Nevyznávajte porážku.
Don't confess depression.
Nevyznávajte depresiu.
Don't confess confusion.
Nevyznávajte, že ste zmetení.
Okay? Anytime those things come against your life, you say, I have the mind of Christ.
Vždy, keď prídu takéto veci proti vám, povedzte, ja mám mysel Kristovu.
I am healthy.
Som zdravý.
My mind is healthy.
Moja mysel je zdravá.
My spirit is healthy.
Môj duch je zdravý.
I'm going to live a long life.
Budem žiť dlhý život.
I'm going to enjoy my life.
A ja si budem užívať ten svoj život.
Amen. And see how you speak these words over your life.
A vy máte tie slova hovoriť nad svojim životom.
Okay? Circumstances have to change.
A potom sa zmenia aj tie okolnosti.
In the book of 1 Peter,
1. Petra,
very interesting passage here.
Je to naozaj zaujímavá časť. 1. Petra,
1. Peter 3,
3. kapitola, 1. Petra, 3. kapitola,
verse 10 and verse 11.
Verše 10 a 11.
Now what's interesting to me is the first part of this chapter, he's talking to husbands and wives.
V prvej časti tejto kapitoly hovorí k manželom a k manželkám.
And he's been talking about being careful about how you speak to each other and how you treat each other.
A hovorí, že si máme dávať pozor, ako sa chováme jeden k druhému, ako rozprávame.
And so this has practical application to everyday relationships.
Čiže dá sa to prakticky používať v tých každodenných vzťahoch.
So let's read 1 Peter 3, verse 10 and verse 11.
Čiže 1. Petra 3, verše 10 a 11 si prečítame.
Lebo ten, kto chce milovať život a vidieť dobré dni, nech zdrží svoj jazyk od zlého a svoje rty, aby nevraveli lesti, a nech sa odkloní od zlého a činí dobré. Nech hľadá pokoj a stíha ho. Amen.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Takže počuli ste?
He that will love life.
Ten, kto miluje život.
And see good days.
A chce vidieť dobré dni.
Do you want to love life and have good days?
Chcete žiť takýto život dobrý a vidieť to dobré?
Or do you want to have bad days?
Alebo chcete mať zlé dni?
Do you want to wake up and hate life?
Chcete sa zobudiť a nenávidieť život?
What do you want?
Čo chcete?
He says, he that wants to love life and see good days.
Čiže kto chce milovať život a vidieť dlhé dni, dobré dni.
Keep your tongue from speaking evil.
Nech nehovorí jazykom zlé.
Okay, well what is evil?
Čo je to zlé?
Does it mean cursing?
Znamená to preklinanie?
Well, yeah.
Áno, áno.
But, okay, what are the words that you speak over your life?
Ale aké slova hovoríte nad svojim životom?
Okay, speak words of blessing and favor.
Hovorte slova požehnania.
Okay?
Slova dobré.
Okay, he says let him put away evil. Don't even get near it. Stay away from it.
Takže dajte preč to zlé a ani sa k nemu nepribližujte.
Okay? Don't listen or watch or be a part of things that poison you.
Čiže nedívajte sa na veci, nenačúvajte veciam, ktoré vás môžu otráviť.
You know, I'm remembering some situations with my relatives.
Si pripomínam už tie situácie, ktoré som zažil so svojimi príbuznými.
And you know, they come up and, well, I want to tell you about what, you know, this other relative said.
Teraz si chcem povedať, čo mi henten a henten príbuzný urobil.
And you know, they want to begin to tell you all of these things.
A oni vám začnú všetky tieto veci hovoriť.
And you know, at first I'm kind of like, I'll listen to some facts.
Takže načúvam určité skutočnosti.
But then I say to them.
Ale potom poviem.
In love.
V láske.
You know what?
Vieš čo?
I don't want to listen to this.
Ja už to nechcem viacej počuť.
I love you.
Ja ťa milujem.
I love them.
Ja milujem aj ich.
But I don't want to be poisoned in my spirit.
Nechcem byť takto zanečistený vo svojom duchu.
Let's pray right now.
Modlíme sa teraz.
That's always a good way to change things.
To je dobré takto niečo povedať, aby sa veci zmenili.
When you get with somebody else from church and they want to start telling you about the pastor or something else.
Niekto v zhromaždení k vám príde a začne vám niečo hovoriť o pastorovi alebo o niekom inom.
Let's pray.
Tak povedzte, pomodlíme sa.
You stop and you pray.
A zastavíte toho človeka, modlite sa.
And then don't talk about it anymore.
A už viac o tom nehovoríte.
Okay? You know, sometimes you have a situation maybe with some other relationship in your life.
Môže to byť situácia vášho vzťahu vo vašom živote.
I know Sasha and I we were talking about something that happened here recently.
So Sasha sme hovorili o niečom, čo sa nedávno stalo.
And so we you know, sometimes you have to talk of facts for a few minutes.
Takže treba chvíľočku si povedať o tom, čo sa stalo, tej skutočnosti.
And then we just said, okay, that's enough.
A potom povieme, to stačilo.
Let's pray.
Už sa budeme len modliť.
Lord, bless them, give
Pane,
them
požehnaj
wisdom.
Ich, daj im múdrosť.
Give us wisdom.
Aj nám daj
Lord,
múdrosť.
We just pray for you to be glorified in this situation.
Modlíme sa, aby ty si bol oslávený v tejto situácii.
Okay? I love life.
Ja milujem život.
I want good days.
Chcem dobré dni.
And you do too.
A určite aj vy.
So don't speak words of death, destruction.
Nehovorte slova smrti,
over your life or anybody else.
Ani nad svojim životom, ani nad životom niekoho iného.
The Bible says in the book of Proverbs.
V prísloviach sa hovorí.
It talks about that joy and a happy heart is like medicine for your bones.
Radosť a také radostné srdce je ako liek pre kosti.
Remember that in the book? I don't have the reference in front of me.
Je to niekde v prísloviach?
If you want to have joy and peace.
Čiže ak chcete mať radosť a pokoj.
Don't even give place to these things. Don't even give place to this.
Nedajte miesto týmto veciam.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, and you know, I'm not here telling you it's always easy.
Nehovorím, že je to vždy ľahké.
Okay? I mean, sometimes our flesh doesn't want to do these things.
Niekedy naša telesnosť nám nechce umožniť, aby sme to robili.
Your flesh wants to, you know, say things back. And your flesh wants to, you know...
Vaša telesnosť chce povedať veci späť.
Okay? But that's your flesh, not your spirit.
To je vaša telesnosť, nie váš duch.
Okay? And so, that's why every day we need to spend time in prayer... Reading the word of God, keeping your spirit man built up.
Každý deň potrebujeme mať stišenie, modliť sa, ísť do Božieho slova a cítiť svojho ducha.
Okay? So that you don't give in to the desires of your flesh.
Aby ste nedali priestor túžbám svojej telesnosti.
Amen. Praise God. So, hallelujah. We're going to close with a word of prayer here.
Ešte sa pomodlíme a skončili by sme.
I know that some of you need healing in your bodies.
Viem, že niektorí z vás potrebujete uzdravenie v svojom tele.
And here's what I would like to do as we close.
A teraz by som rád urobil jednu vec.
Okay. Because you have authority.
Pretože vy máte autoritu.
Okay. We're going to pray for each other right here.
Budeme sa modliť jeden za druhého.
Now you might be sitting here going, well, I don't want them to pray for me.
you don't want
them. Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes people are like, well, I don't want, you know, them to pray.
Niekto si môže povedať, no, a ja by som ani nechcel, aby sa tento človek za mňa modlil.
Okay, listen.
Počúvajte.
We're all together in the body of Christ.
Sme tu všetci ako telo Kristovo.
Okay. We're connected whether we like it or not.
Sme pospájani, či si to uvedomujeme alebo nie.
Okay. My thumb right here.
To je môj palec.
Okay. It's blessed with the blood that comes from my heart.
Je požehnaný krvou, ktorá ide z môjho srdca.
But the reason it receives it is because it comes through my arm.
A ako sa krv dostane do toho palca, musí prejsť cez moju ruku.
So whether my thumb likes my arm or not,
či môj palec má rád moju ruku alebo nie,
that's where it's connected.
Bez ohľadu na to je napojený.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you and I are connected.
My všetci sme prepojení.
Okay. And you know, by and through the love of Christ.
A je to skrz lásku Kristovu.
Okay. We can minister to each other.
Môžeme si navzájom slúžiť.
Right?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
No? Yes? Áno?
Áno.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so what, here's what I want us to do. Why don't we stand up?
Teraz by sme sa postavili a Don nám povie, ako to budeme robiť.
Okay. We're just I want you to grab hands with a person on either side of you.
Môžete sa chytiť za ruky navzájom.
Hallelujah. So let's just join hands here. Hallelujah. Okay, okay, I'm going to pray.
A budeme sa modliť.
Okay, and you pray for the person on either side of you.
A vy sa môžete modliť za každého, kto je z vašej strany.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Kurababababaraba kosokoro. Lord, thank you. Shibarababa kurabaki shebada. Kero sokurabaka baramanulo boko borabaha kurababa. Father, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Kuraba for the word of God, the name of Jesus. Kurama, we speak that name over this body of believers. I say by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed, that we are delivered. We command healing into every body, every mind, in Jesus' name. I speak the name of Jesus. I command healing in Jesus' name. Command sickness and disease to go. Command confusion to go. Lord, we declare it tonight in Jesus' name. That we walk in the love of God.
Že chodíme v láske Božej.
Lord, we purpose to speak words of life and blessing.
A rozhodujeme sa hovoriť slova života a požehnania.
Lord, we thank you for.
Ďakujeme ti,
Lord, I thank you for health and healing.
Ďakujem za
uzdravenie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Father, I bless each and every person.
Ja žehnám každého človeka.
As we go from this place today, I thank you for your divine hedge of protection.
A ako budeme odchádzať, ďakujem, že každého budeš chrániť.
Lord, I pray for your provision, your wisdom, and your strength for each and every person.
Modlím sa, aby si sa o každého postaral, dal mu silu a múdrosť.
I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Žehnám vás v mene Ježiš.
Be filled with the wisdom of God.
Buďte naplnení múdrosťou Božou.
Be filled with the peace of God.
Buďte naplnení pokojom Božím.
Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory today.
Tebe dávame chválu a slávu, Pane, v mene Ježiš.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.